Now will you notice what God says? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well as the stranger, as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall he be put to death. Now God handed down his verdict of guilty, and the penalty is death by stoning. The seriousness of the crime is measured by the penalty which God inflicted. And all that heard the blasphemy had to put their hands on the head, denoting a placing of guilt solely on the young man. The death penalty is established for blaspheming God's name, for both an Israelite and a stranger. Now, verse 17 through 22, And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. That's a very interesting thing. This soft notion of running around and saying the Bible says thou shalt not kill. Why don't you look at it? The penalty for killing was right here. He that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. I haven't seen that on any protester's banner yet, and that's as much a part of the Word of God as thou shalt not kill. He makes it very clear. And it's established that the law of what is known lex talionis, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. This was the penalty that was inflicted literally. You see, one law would apply to both Israelite and stranger, and it established the death penalty for murder. And my friend, I don't think that's been changed, by the way. Now notice verse 23. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now there's a great moral lesson here. The name of our God is sacred and must be protected. Blasphemy is a crime of the deepest hue. You see, all human life is sacred, must be protected. God provides also for the protection of personal property, as this section here reveals. Now, God is righteous in all his dealings. We too are guilty before God, but Christ has borne our sentence of death. Now, my friend, there are those today that say, oh, we should repeal the death penalty. Let me say this, God has not repealed it. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, unless we can say, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and with his stripes we're healed. Healed of that awful thing that's known as sin.